Chapter 12. Krishna visits his devotees. When Krishna had first come into Mathura, Kubja, the hunchback woman, had given him a nice cool dish of lovely smelling sandalwood paste. One day, Krishna went with Uddhava to her house, just as he had promised. When he got to her house, Kubja jumped up to welcome her wonderful guest. She gave him a nice place to sit and worshipped him properly with great respect and honor. She was very surprised to see Lord Krishna right there in her own home and became quite shy. Krishna reached out to catch Kubja's hand. He pulled her over to sit down right next to him. Respectfully, Kubja touched Krishna's lotus feet. Though Kubja had given him only a little sandalwood paste, the Lord was so happy with this loving service that he came to her house for a special visit just to thank her. Kubja said to Krishna, "My dear Krishna, please stay here for a few days with your beautiful friend Uddhava." Krishna politely said, "I thank you for your wonderful service and devotion, but now some other work is waiting for me, so it is time for me to go with Uddhava." Krishna had also promised to visit Akrura at his home, so he took Uddhava and Balaram with him. Akrura gave them nice places to sit and washed their feet, sprinkling the holy water on his head. He worshipped them with devotion and offered sweet flowers and sandalwood paste. He bowed down, then put Krishna's lotus feet on his lap to massage them. He was so happy that his eyes became filled with tears of love for Krishna. He offered his prayers and service to Krishna. Krishna told Akrura that he was worried about his devotees in Hastinapur. When these sons of Pandu, Yudhisthira, Bhima, Arjuna, Nakul, and Sahadev were small boys, their father had died. "My dear Akrura, you are always our friend and well-wisher. Please go to Hastinapur and see if the Pandava boys are all right." Akrura visited Hastinapur, which is now called New Delhi. After King Pandu died, his son Yudhisthira was supposed to be the king, but his uncle, Dhritarashtra, took the kingdom away from the Pandavas and made himself the king instead. Akrura found out that Dhritarashtra was not very nice to the five Pandava brothers. The selfish Dhritarashtra and his demoniac son Duryodhan had even tried to kill the boys. Akrura went to see the king and said, "My dear Dhritarashtra, these five Pandava boys are Krishna's very good devotees, so treat them properly." But Dhritarashtra loved his own demoniac sons much more than he loved Krishna's devotees. Sadly, Akrura left his friends in Hastinapur and went home to tell Lord Krishna and Balaram that Dhritarashtra was surely going to try to kill the Pandava boys again.